I am Linda Fintelberg for BizNews. The residents of Mamelodi are on the verge of realizing a long-held dream, the creation of a skate park near the Mamelodi East Police Station. And it's all thanks to the dedicated efforts of Puhelo Mafolo, the founder of the Mamelodi Skate Club, who's in the BizNews studio with us. Hi, Puhelo. Welcome to BizNews. So, can we start off, what inspired this idea of a skate park in Mamelodi?
I would have to say the seed was planted many years ago. I grew up in a children's home, and the lady who owned the children's home used to bring her son with her to the children's home. And him and I sort of became friends, and he used to skate. So then he introduced me to skateboarding, gave me his old skateboard, and it was such a great thing for me to do. It was an outlet, you know, for my problems. Here's a kid living in a room full of 20 other kids, and he gets to go skate every afternoon with his friend. So it was a great escape for me.
Can you share your personal journey from living in a children's home to who you are today?
So I was born in Dobsonville. Early childhood memory would be in Snake Park. I lived there with my grandmother. I never knew my father. I know of my mother, but I don't personally know her. I have memories of her when I was younger, but not the most loving person, if you will. I don't even think I remember my mom hugging me or anything like that. But I stayed with my grandmother from when I was 4 until I think 6 years old, and she also didn't want me, so she sent me to a children's home in Dobsonville. But that children's home was actually illegal, so one day police and social workers came and they raided the place, and the children that were there, most of them, they could locate their family members, whether it was a granny or an aunt or something, and they wanted them. And I was part of the kids that their families didn't want at all, you know. So they took us to a place in Roodepoort.
Well, many kids in the township have challenges, and, you know, they have temptations like drugs, petty theft, and gangs. So how did you avoid all that?
You probably know this, Linda, but when you turn 18, you have to leave a children's home, you know, and I did not know what I was going to do. I only had a scholarship to go study drama here in Pretoria, and I grabbed that opportunity. I really did. And I came to study drama. When I finished studying, I went into modeling. Like I said before, I did adverts. I did a lot of modeling campaigns. And that helped me also to pay the bills and to gain experience, because what I was pursuing is acting. And acting was also an outlet for me, even when I was living at the children's home. That's where I started. There was a lady who came and asked each of the children, what would they like to be when they grow up? And I said, I would like to be an actor. A few weeks later, she came and fetched me, and she took me to my first drama lesson. What was inspiring about this drama lesson, it wasn't just acting, it was speech and drama. And I was taught by Katie Miller. She used to be a lecturer at WITS. So I had the best teacher in South Africa, if you will. Most people always say to me, I come from an Ivy League school or something like that. I don't come from a fancy school. I just had good teachers around me. And I think acting for me was also an escape, because I could pretend to be someone else on a Wednesday when I went to drama classes. I could pretend to be something else, somebody else who didn't have my background, you know. I think when you come from a background that I come from, you are constantly trying to escape. And I think that's why most young people fall victim to drugs or bad influence, because you're escaping. That's why you're doing the drugs. That's why you're stealing. You're becoming somebody else. And I think me pursuing acting was just doing that in a positive way. You know, mine was more of an art. I could pretend to be someone else. And I also did aesthetics. I did many aesthetics, even at fancy schools at Crawford and Sandton. My Katie Miller, which was my drama teacher, she used to take me there with all those kids, you know, and it was something else because no one even came to watch me. And I used to win those aesthetics. And it was really sad, but the fact that I had a teacher who took me all the way to Sandton to perform poems, to do drama plays, it was really inspiring because she made me believe in myself to say, hey, you might not have what other kids have, but look where you are.
How did you manage to capture the attention of Minister Dean McPherson?
I must be honest with you, Linda. I nearly gave up. It really started to feel like it was never going to happen because I had been speaking to so many politicians, so many officials, and it just seemed like no one was interested in building a facility for children and youth, especially if it doesn't benefit them, you know? So I started to feel like, you know, this might not happen. But when I looked at the political landscape, there was hope coming, and it was the GNU. I looked at the new minister, Mr. Dean McPherson. He had Instagram, and we run an Instagram page called the Mamelodi Skate Club. That's where we post our activities and what we are up to with our programs here in Mamelodi. So then I got the courage to text him over a DM on Instagram. I told him about the challenges that I've been facing in trying to get this vacant site and that is owned by his department. I promise you, he replied immediately and he said to me, I love what you are doing for your community. Please give me your number. But then I thought, you know, it's a nice compliment, but is he actually going to do anything? The next day, when I woke up, I had a few missed calls on my phone from a number I don't even know. Then I just ignored it. Literally, maybe moments later, I receive a WhatsApp message saying, hello, Boelo, this is Dean McPherson, the new Minister of Public Works. Can I call you? I was stunned. I was really surprised. I immediately replied and said yes. And he called me immediately. And him and I spoke. And I was very surprised by his demeanor. Such a gentleman. Someone who, a real South African, a real patriotic, you know. And he speaks like you and I are speaking right now. He's not living in this bubble. And he immediately said he will do everything in his power to get me this land to build the skate park / educational center. And what I was also surprised by is that he never spoke to me through a PA or through an official. He called me personally, and that needs to be applauded.
Were you surprised by his response? Politicians often seem out of reach for most people.
Yes, I was very surprised by his response. I was particularly surprised in him actually coming to Mamelodi and meeting with me. We actually did a site visit with the minister. And that to me is just so surprising. And we need more politicians like Dean McPherson. We really do.
So how do you think something like a skate park would contribute to development in the community?
So the concept for Edgy Park is that Edgy Park will be a multi-purpose facility. We are going to have a skate park. We are going to have volleyball. We are going to have a tennis court. And around it, we are going to build educational facilities. For instance, we are going to have a computer lab. We are also going to have classes that can be used for after-school programs, helping kids with homework after school, even for exams. They can come and study there. They can use those classrooms as study hubs during exams. And I think a facility like this will play such an important role in youth development, because it also creates a safe space where you can come and study, where you can come and hone your skill. So my whole thing was, if you build a multi-purpose facility like this, a child goes to this facility for skateboarding, for instance. They are there for skateboarding, but then they see, oh my goodness, you can actually get helped with homework here. Oh, they are doing drama lessons, you know. So the sporting side of the facility is more of an attraction. It draws the youth and children. And then when you have them there, then they realize, wow, I can actually do so many other things. There's so many opportunities at AG Park. And I think it will have a beautiful impact on the children and youth of Mamelodi.
Are there any other projects or initiatives you're passionate about that you'd like to pursue?
Yes, there are other initiatives that I'm interested in, especially relating to Edgy Park. The skate club used to run an agricultural program. And how it worked is, skateboarding is such an expensive thing to do. You know, buying skateboarding equipment is really expensive. So it makes it an exclusive thing, and we want to make it more inclusive. So we used to work with sponsors. Sponsors used to sponsor skateboards, wheels, trucks. And what the skate club did is, we partnered up with a local NPO here in Mamelodi, and they used to have a garden. So what we did is, instead of giving children and youth just free skateboards, I just don't like that concept of just giving people free things. I think it's a bad culture to have. So the idea that I came up with is that you could volunteer in the garden. So you get a piece of paper and you write your name, your surname, and then you write the amount of hours that you spent in the garden learning how to grow organic vegetables or just cleaning up. And you could choose what time you wanted to come, what time you wanted to leave. And at the end of every month, I would look at the list of the participants who came and volunteered in the garden, and I would add up the time. And if you had enough time, you've spent enough time volunteering in the garden, then you get a free skateboard, you get a free wheels. And I tell you, doing it like that, it also inspired the young generation to be interested in farming and in growing organic vegetables. And that's going to be a big component in Edgy Park agriculture. You know, we want to inspire the next farmers. We need that, especially when it comes to food security. Young people need to get involved. And it is our future. It is really our future, and I am definitely going to be implementing this program that we've already ran, but now we get to do it on a bigger scale. You know, thank you to the Minister of Public Works.